last night, Brian reached out to the citizen of the Czech Republic who's claimed that he's the president of Liberland. So I went ahead and made contact after that. And I sent over a nice little email along with the recognition that I got last year from Liberia. And apparently his political advisor is advising him that my documents are fraud.
How so?
Oh, I don't know. They're smarter than I am. Everybody's smarter than I am. I already figured it out. What did I say about head of state? One that listens to all these advisors and doesn't actually know international law will end up being under everybody else's thumb?
Yeah. They'll be at the mercy of the lawyers.
Didn't you use your Dominion of Melchizedek identification in the court already over there in Australia?
Yeah.
Yep. And did the court in Australia have a problem with it?
They asked for ID in the court, yep, and I showed them the DOM identification that I have.
Right. But I don't know how these things magically happen for us, but everybody else, just, you know, if they look at it, it's obviously incorrect and fraud. Anyway, see, I have nothing to gain by trying to, other than in an advisory capacity, as I told him in my email, Liberland has an opportunity that Dom did not have. And that's because the Dom did not have the internet. And Liberland was able to get up and running and get and make a splash on the internet and get good support behind it rather than all that garbage that the U.S. and the U.S. agents did to the Dom way back in the 90s. Now, I wasn't around. You already know that. I mean, you came here for 2 months this year. And, of course, Wikipedia, they're still out there. They put the article in there about the Central African Republic. They said Dom got recognition from the Central African Republic, but Dom is unrecognized. And you're like, what's wrong with you idiots? And that's the first thing I told him last night. I said, why would anybody listen to anything in the media? I mean, obviously, Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. That's justification to kill 3 million people right there. Why would anyone listen to anything in the media?
Because that's what they've always done.
Well, whatever. I don't care. I have nothing, you know, I have no dog in that fight, so it doesn't matter to me. My material's been out here for a long, long time, and none of them have my experience, either in federal courts or in the U.S. Supreme Court or anything else. They didn't come by this by knowing what law was all about. I'm just a businessman that learned the law and finally learned that the only way out of a system that you don't agree with is to exercise the right of self-determination and build a new system. And I saw his interview on Fox News, and it's a nice interview. But just because you try to build something doesn't mean you build it correctly. And if you have advisors around that are idiotic themselves and you take their advice, then you're just going to end up, and it doesn't matter. Like I said, they don't need my help. They obviously got other help. You know, it's not a matter of that we're right. It's a matter that I have the proof that when it comes to using international law in court, just like I did and just like you did down in Australia, that we win. The system honors the international law. They do not honor the national laws. Not for citizens.
Oh, it saved me. What can I say?
It certainly changed the judge's mind, right?
It changed everything. They've not hassled me. Nothing. Not the tax department, not the council, not the courts. Other than that, that solicitor who was claiming the court costs. And there's still $1,000+ owing on that. And I said to him, when I get the money from the RMS and get the claim from council, I said, I'll forward it on. I said, until then, you know, whatever happened was the result of, you know, your client's agent.
And the judge ruled it should have never been there to begin with. But they weren't going to change their mind about that until you told them you were going to exercise the right of self-determination because you couldn't be involved in it anymore.
Look, they still could have found something in my favor, but not to the extent that they did. I mean, that determination that they delivered, that's just opened the door for me. They did not have to say, oh, this matter should not have been here in the first place. They could have said, oh, yes, well, there was an error in law. But they didn't say that. Oh, the judge erred. You know that bullshit that they come up with?
Right.
The judge erred. No, he didn't err here. This was deliberate.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been in and out of their courts. I've been in and out of the system. I've been in and out of the Supreme. It doesn't matter. Every single level of it, I did. And I know when the system's extending someone grace and when the system is not extending someone grace. And what we see now, you know, from my time starting with this in 2006 up until now, and the things that are going on with groups that are trying to form either microstates or small nations, or I mean, somebody finding a piece of dead man's land is so what? They don't know how to argue a precedent. Well, you have to have land. No, you don't. The founders of the U.S. didn't have land. That belonged to the king. They formed the United States of America, and they didn't have the land. It took 9 years for their king to agree they had the land. So if Liberland could get that done quicker than 9 years, hallelujah. But you don't have to have it to start a state. And the precedents have already been set for that well over 200 years ago. But they're not going to be forming any bigger states anymore. Microstates are now the rage. It will be the rage because they're going to break bigger states up into smaller and smaller states. And all that's going to be for the purpose of control for the, you know, through the UN. And of course, I don't care what they do. You know, human beings, until they learn how to start governing themselves and start acting like human beings, why do I care? I have my immunity.
David, I've been listening to a number of talks from these professors of international law, former judges.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're also now teaching at universities. Who can deny that the UN is there to bring about peace? Earlier today, I was just skimming through the Facebook. All right, Alex Jones. And he says, oh, the UN, tyranny in the UN's going to take control of the planet. I haven't read through all the resolutions, you know, that you've read and the international law that you've read. But just from what's being said in these talks that's supplied by the UN, I mean, this is all sponsored by the UN. You can't deny that they're there, like, trying to get everyone to be at peace with each other.
The problem is they don't read. Alex Jones has never read the Constitution of the United States, much less the UN Charter. But if you read the charter and look at the piece that it implements in the charter itself, and then you say, well, the UN's full of shit, then that means you just told 194 nations on the planet that they're all full of shit. Now, if you want to say they are and you have some kind of tort claim that you want to file because they breached a treaty or something, or they didn't follow some article that's established by the UN charter, well, that's fine. If you have the statehood and the standing to state that claim. But these people are just citizens. They got no standing at all anyway. They have civil rights that got granted. And if the sovereign power decides to ungrant their civil rights, they will. They do it in the U.S. every day. They do it in Australia every day too, right?
Yep. We do not have the right to protest anymore.
You know, even going back 6 years ago, one of my guys that was around me that worked for NSA, he was looking at documents and things that were coming out of the UN, and they're already having meetings even 6 years ago, 8 years ago, about recognizing cyber nations or cyber states or whatever you want to call it. The UN's already doing this. All of these things, going back to the UN Charter, I mean, that charter was written before I was born. This international law, customary international law, the law of nations itself, mentioned in Livy's History of Rome, all the way back to 384 BC, customary international law has been the rule. The guy that I was really impressed with that you sent me is the old man that was talking about the UN and establishing a system of enforcement.
Yeah.
Because all of this is irrelevant without a system of enforcement. Because human beings have to be made to do things. Well, most human beings have to be made to do things. People that don't have to be made to follow it can actually step up to the plate, pledge their life, fortune, and honor, and acquire a different standing in all those that have to be made to do the right thing. But, yeah, I'm going to be talking to Dewey in a little bit. I'll let him know that all of his stuff, all the work he's doing over in Liberia is all fake and fraud. As a matter of fact, I think I'll tell Dewey that he doesn't even exist. He's probably a fraud. It's some fiction in my mind I created. These people just crack me up. The thing about me is I'm like the new president of the Philippines. He swears. I mean, he was swearing about the Pope. And now he's talking about going to the G20 meeting. He said, if Obama gives me a bunch of crap, I'll swear at him too. But it's just interesting that when you look at someone like the new president of Philippines, I mean, you think he's going to listen to a whole bunch of his advisors? Are you kidding me? They have a lot of corrupt politicians over there.
Well, you'd still listen to advice, right? Because you're not a one-man show. But he knows his goal.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously he's informed. You know, the people he has around him are well aware of what his goal is.
Right.
And I'm sure he's selected those who are going to work with him. So, I mean, you're still going to listen to advisors. Well, it's not, and it doesn't have to be advisors. It just could be like, I don't know, what do you call them? Confidants.
Mm-hmm. Confidants, yeah. I have plenty of those around. And I listen, but I still make the decision. And I know what recognition is among the family of nations, so I don't have to sit here and worry about when somebody tells me something's fraud. What I do concern myself with is when I went to that meeting in New Hampshire, I met one of their guys who said he was an ambassador for Liberland, but it also turns out to be that he's a Greek citizen. Well, in terms of naturalization process on this planet, duality does not exist in international law, not at the top. They might play that game with cattle and citizens, but they don't play that game with sovereigns. They don't play that game with heads of states and ministers of foreign affairs. In the third restatement of foreign relations law of the United States, it says that sources of international law include the major legal systems of the world. Well, the U.S. is the most major legal system of the world. And it says right in there that policy positions such as heads of state and ministers of foreign affairs are incompatible with being a citizen of another jurisdiction. So if the U.S. doesn't believe in duality, what do you think that means about the rest of the international community since the U.S. is leading the way in international law? You think the rest of the world's really on board with duality?
Well, you can't be dual, you know, and hold a position like that, because holding a political position, you have allegiance to whatever state you're representing, right?
Yes, and in the law of nations, all citizens represent the state that they belong to, whether they want to admit it or not. They represent it. They may not represent it in the capacity that they have any ability to make a decision, but they still represent that state and that society for which they are part of. Look, I did presentations on this for years about duality in international law, and it says right in there that once you undergo the naturalization process before the competent authorities of another jurisdiction, you lose the nationality of origin. You lose it. That's what it says. You lose it. That's it.